Jane Williams is the Deputy Director of the Naval Families Federation. In the latest update from the NFF in Portsmouth, we'll hear about the next edition of their in-house magazine, Homeport, a tease about Brickwoods. And did anyone in the senior service mention that they won in-services cricket? Well, firstly, NFF have constructed a strategic review, which means there's an exciting new launch imminent.
We are delighted that a First Sea Lord, whose diary is always busy, has taken some time out, along with Second Sea Lord and Naval Secretary and some of the senior personnel within the Royal Navy, coupled with Penny Morden, Minister for Armed Forces, has graciously agreed to support our relaunch day at Stand Easy. There will be stickies and a cuppa, as well as some information for naval personnel hosted in Naval Command Headquarters in sunny Portsmouth. We couldn't be happier that the work of our rebranding and our strategic review has been given a formal launch, because what it does certainly reiterate is the importance that the Navy places on its families and how integral the role is of families to all things operation and planning.
Talking of the relaunch, you recently debuted the new logo for your in-house magazine Homeports, and the website's been given a lick of paint too.
More than a lick of paint, Dan, you're quite right. We are absolutely thrilled. My colleague who looks after our website and our marketing has worked tirelessly. The new website is imminently launching with a fresh, new, vibrant feel. We're really aiming to make it totally accessible to all of our families. All of the key pieces of current information they may need to pick out, whether they're moving, whether they're in their own home, wherever people are around the world, they can access it. We've got some great new features coming in. We're drawing in information from the regions, as well as we are now also looking to nestle in some of our Homeport articles online so that folk can pick up the more in-depth pieces of information. So we're really, really looking forward to families using that. Obviously, feedback would be great, good, bad or indifferent, on how folk are finding that. But we are really, really fired up and energised about the new look on the website.
Talking of the website, I think I should give some feedback that I should have my very own designated Dan Judson BFBS page.
I like your style.
Yeah.
Under what guise, Dan? Are we having you as an honorary NFF member?
I'm loving that. Can I?
There's a good possibility. We'll have a chat about that one.
I like that. I've just been very politely brushed under the carpet. Thank you very much, Jane. In other news then, well, the overseas deployment that we talked about last time, it affects the national insurance contributions. It's still a big thing on the NFF's radar, isn't it?
Yes, there's been a recent announcement, and it is very important because we know that we have a lot of families overseas, tri-service as well as sort of naval, and there's been an announcement that the new Class 3 national insurance credits have been introduced. And it's in recognition of the fact that people are accompanied on deployments overseas, and it can have an effect on the service spouse or civil partner's ability to work and pay national insurance contributions. So we've put a big feature in the summer issue of Homeport, which is out on the streets in a few weeks' time, about how people can access this information. There's great links online. We know that around 20,000 personnel are overseas, around 2,000 returning to the UK. So it's great news. It's a real forward-leaning announcement to help and support those families.
So we see Homeport out soon. Will we be featuring an article, as you've got a bit of a presence at Brickwoods in a couple of weeks, haven't you?
We hope to. I have to be honest, with the super amount of excitement that went around the clash of the Titans at Twickenham on the hallowed turf, we have an incredible story from a father and son, both who've played for the senior service in their time. And in fact, the son, Reese, scored the winning try for the Royal Navy. So Brickwoods, yes, really busy. Looking forward to attending the day.
And if you're not on the distribution list and you would like a personally signed copy courtesy of Jane, how do we get hold of one?
It's very straightforward, Dan. We love to receive requests for sign-ups. It's free of charge. Just email editor@nff.org.uk or follow the links through our website or give us a phone call. We're really happy to take a request over the telephone.
Jane Williams giving Dan Judson an update from the Naval Families Federation in Portsmouth. Time for some flurries and sacks.